as long as there isn't a cure for ALS, people like our next guest and his friends and family will continue to do amazing things in the fight for it. If you don't have plans to be a part of A Long Swim, this might be the interview that changes your mind. Here to talk more about it is one of their founders, Doug McConnell.
A Long Swim is it's a nonprofit that really tries to build a connection or build a bridge between open water and marathon distance swimming with the ALS, the disease also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. We borrowed the acronym to come up with A Long Swim. And what we're really trying to do, Rebecca, is put together an association where people think of this kind of niche sport with a niche disease. The other thing that is the connection between the two, ALS is a real cruel shipwreck of a disease, and it's a neurodegenerative disease. And so as time goes on, the person who's been diagnosed with ALS slowly loses the ability to use their muscles, and right down to the point where they can no longer draw breath. And for swimming, of course, you have to use all your muscles all the time and take deep breaths all the time and so forth. So we thought it was kind of the best act of defiance we could come up with as it related to ALS.
And the story of how it all got started is something that really kind of paints a silver lining on something so tragic.
Well, the ALS is something that's hit my family pretty hard. I lost my father to ALS in 2006. And one of my sisters just about a year ago, and when you hear that diagnosis, you know, having to do with somebody you love and in your family and so forth, it really hits you like a ton of bricks. And there is as you learn about it and discover that there is no cure, there's this feeling of powerlessness that you just have to do something. And as it turns out, Northwestern has among the best research in the world on this disease. And so we tried to do what we could to help out those researchers and discovered that, you know, they're well along and there's not much we can do to add to their brilliance. But what we did learn was that the path to the cure for this disease is going to be paved with dollar bills. And raising money is something we could do. And so that's when we decided to come up with a creative way to try to use swimming with ALS and so forth. And this is what we've come up with. We started in 2010 or 2011, and I've done some marathon distance swims myself. We did the English Channel in 2011 and the Catalina Channel, I think, a year after that, and have since then have done a number of others, including a loop around Manhattan Island and some others. And we've raised a ton of money, and it's been very gratifying to deliver those research dollars over to Northwestern.
Doug McConnell is one of the founders of A Long Swim, which benefits ALS. And you guys, you actually have two swim events that are coming up, so tell us about that so we can help.
That's right. The observation that we made a few years ago was that, not many people come to open water swimming just as a swimmer like I am. They want to be open water swimmers because they want to do a triathlon. And of course, triathlon is growing like crazy. And yet for most triathletes, swimming is their weakest event. If you look through the calendar listings and so forth, there is an almost unlimited number of running events that a triathlete can participate in, almost as many cycling events. But for swimming, where they really need the most help, there were very few events, even in a market like Chicago. So we started a series several years ago of these lake swims that really cater to triathletes, so they can have a swim-only event that is it's competitive conditions, it's professionally timed and so forth, so they can really kind of gauge their training and see how they're coming along. They've become very popular. One is in early June, June 2nd, in Lake Zurich, Illinois, when the water's still a little on the cold side. And the other is early August at Tower Road Beach in Winnetka, over on the North Shore. They're really fun events, and people have had a good time with them.
So for our listeners who are excited and want to be a part of this, do they buy tickets to come? What is the next step for them?
First, if they're interested in swimming in the events, if they go to our website, which is alongswim.com. www.ALS.org/events. It's easy to sign up right online. There's also an opportunity if somebody is disinclined to go for a lake swim. There's an opportunity to donate, and of course we're always looking for sponsors. So it's been a real three-prong effort, and it all goes through that website.
Talking with Doug McConnell, who is one of the founders of A Long Swim, which raises money for ALS. And for whatever reason, if someone can't make it to one or both of these events, is there still a way for them to help out?
Yes, there's a donate here button on the website that is shamelessly huge, and and then a way to contact us through the website, and we'd love donations, swimmers, sponsors, kind of all of the above.
Doug McConnell is one of the founders of A Long Swim, talking about two events they have coming up to raise money for ALS. Doug, thank you so much for sharing all this information with Chicago Connection. And one last time, remind everyone where they can find out more about everything we just talked about.
Yeah, it's the website, Rebecca. A Long Swim, all one word, .org. We look forward to seeing you.
Next on Chicago Connection, more opportunities to get involved with your community.